Well, here I'm guys, welcome you all to the newest episode of my podcast, and thanks for being a constant listener of my podcast. That really does mean a lot. So guys, this episode is about Parchai or Reddy. That means the title is out right now and it is streaming on Netflix. And if you haven't seen this series by yourself, guys, make sure you listen to my words. After that, you can decide whether you have to watch the series by yourself or not, because as per me, the series deserves to be watched. So let me just get started. Well, wait guys, if you were about to search for the title Parchai and Haddi on Netflix, then you won't be getting it, session guys, because it's a creative translation of English title into a Hindi title done by me. So my mind does have the power and authority to translate a English title into a Hindi title. So I just did that, guys. So the English title happens to be Shadow and Bones. So in Hindi, you will say Parchai or Haddi, guys. So let me just get started with it. And if you are applauding on the other side of the episode, guys, for the translation, thanks a lot. If you are not, and God will take action against you, for sure. So, let me just start with the episode, guys. Based on a Grisha trilogy, and in that, first one is Shadow and Bones, another one is Six of Crows, a trilogy by Leigh Bardugo, guys. So, first of all, I will explain what a Grisha is. They are human beings with rare magical powers, but they are considered as witch in this series, and normal people have hatred towards them. So every single series that brings out a witch character, normal people tend to have a negative hatred towards them. Whether it was Cursed series or Game of Thrones, every single series that contains of witchcraft, then normal people have hatred. That's for sure. So let me just start with the synopsis, guys. This series brings in the showcase of magic, but by the end only we will see a magical power situation or a sequence, guys. So we get to see a romantic relationship tearing apart as Alina, female lead, decides to put her focus on magic and falls in love with for Cregan as he showed his emotional side at Little Palace, guys. So he happens to be a romantic hero in the start, like he does have a heroic entry, but he happens to be turned into villain. So that was a spoiler thing, guys, but you will know it in 4 to 5 episode. You will get to know that he was a villain. So there is another male lead, Mal, and he just wants to find his way back to her so that he can protect her and know she is the one for him. Alina gets warned by Cregan's mother as he was the one who created the fold. So guys, there is a black fog thing, and it is happened to be given the title The Fold. So it's a big wall of black fog with some demonic creature who feeds on innocent who try to pass through it. And Alina escapes by hiding behind a carriage with Cass, Inaz and Jasper. These were the people who were assigned to kidnap her in the first. But she elopes from their grasp also and meets Mal in the woods, and with his help she locates the stag, which can amplify her power, but the stag gets killed by the Cregan guys. Like the general Cregan guys, the villain happens to kill the stag, which could have amplified her powers. But it happens. So the other thing that we get to see, Grisha helps Cregan to get the control over Alina's powers, who thought again he wants to destroy the fold with the help of her power. But he wants to, people have fear against him because he is power, and he does now have a power to control light and darkness together. A little break, guys, because I just missed out a point which could have concluded how Alina gets her power back or how Cregan loses his power over Alina's power. So let me just continue with other things in the lines, guys. Mal asks Alina to come back when she is more stronger to destroy the fold by her own, and Cass, Inaz, Jasper on their own way just get along because Alina just offered them the thing they wanted to get spared, because Inaz happens to be the one who is being in control of some woman named Helen. So Cass wants Inaz to be released and they just want to have a good life with Million Kruger, because that was the amount that was offered to them to kidnap Alina. Alina coming back confirms on second season, and there is a twist ending, guys. And believe me, you need to watch the ending, guys, by yourself. I won't be spoiling the thing, guys. So every single episode gives you the latchy ending, which gets you eager to watch the next episode right away. That was the episode, guys. So have a great day, and thanks for listening once again, guys, and peace out.